Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. My name is Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Once again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, last week we had talked about how an insurance company will evaluate your vehicle in case of a total loss. The insurance company, according to the policy contract, is to offer you the actual cash value for your vehicle as determined by the total loss valuation. Any upgrades or customizations made from a base model vehicle are often not covered by the insurance company. So, for example, if you purchased special rims, got a metal flake paint job, changed out the stock gauges for some sleeker LED gauges, added a leveling kit to your truck, for example, or on your truck or on your Jeep, maybe you installed a winch or a snow plow, the cost of these items would not be covered by your auto insurance policy in case of a loss. Now, however, most insurance companies offer coverage for non-factory dealership installed equipment by endorsement. Coverage for the following items often can be covered. I'll just go through a list. Obviously, you're going to have to talk to your particular insurance company, insurance agent, to get some more information. But these are generally the types of items that are covered by that you can get covered as a customization or modification on your auto policy. Permanently installed audiovisual production, reproduction equipment, and accessories, including radios and stereos, tape decks, compact disc players, DVD players, navigation systems, televisions, personal computers, and others. So if you bought a, let's just take my vehicle for example. I've got a 2004 Chevrolet Avalanche. Came with a stock radio, AM, FM, stereo with CD player. And that was it. It's stock, you know. I did have the Bose sound system, but it was pretty much stock, okay? I decided a few years after getting it that I wanted to get a infotainment system. I wanted to get a touch screen. I wanted to be able to hook up my phone to it. I wanted to be able to make hands-free calls, use the navigation apps on my phone. So I decided to spend the money and get a infotainment system to replace the stock tape deck, or not tape deck, the stock stereo that was in the vehicle. Now, with my particular insurance company, they do include on their policy up to $1,000 for any modifications or customizations, so I would not have to contact the insurance company if my modifications or customizations are $1,000 or less. I think my infotainment system costs like $500 installed. So I got that taken care of. So it's well within that $1,000. But again, my particular insurance company covers the first $1,000 at no charge. Okay. A lot of other insurance companies aren't like that. I found out while doing research for this podcast that one of my other insurance companies does not cover any customizations at all, that you have to list them out and get coverage for those like from day one. So they don't even give you $1,000, you've got nothing. So they will cover a stock vehicle, and that's it. So I've got an insured that I've got to reach out to and let him know that, because he told me he took his 2017 Ford F-150 and put a leveling kit on it, and you know, put on LED lights, did all this other stuff to it. So I got to reach out to him here this week and let him know that I need the cost of what those customizations cost, so that I could add coverage for that on his auto policy. So keep that in mind. Every insurance company is different. Just because mine covers $1,000 for customizations automatically doesn't mean that yours will. So definitely talk to your hometown insurance agent or talk to your insurance company for more information. Okay, the next one on the list here, it says custom vehicle parts that modify the vehicle's appearance or performance, such as custom wheels, tires, tachometers, pressure and temperature gauges. So again, if you add like fender flares, if you add, again, LED lights, if you add a light bar, you know, the LED temperature gauges, again, it says a tachometer. If you add a hood scoop, you know, chrome tips on your exhaust, if you add running boards, you know, that kind of stuff, you need to get coverage for if it isn't stock. And even if the dealer adds it afterwards, you know, you would not have coverage because it says non-factory dealership installed. So, you know, dealerships will get a stock vehicle and then they'll add things to it in order to make it worth more as far as the value of or what they're going to sell it for. So a dealership may get a stock Ford F-150 and then turn around and they'll put, you know, running boards on it. Maybe they'll install LED lights. They'll install a infotainment system. They'll add different things to it in the hopes to get more money for it, hoping that the cost of these upgrades or modifications are going to, you know, double or triple what they put into it in order to get the money back out when they sell a vehicle. So again, keep that in mind. If you purchase a vehicle from a dealership, check to see what was factory modified and what was dealer modified. Because again, the dealership modifications would not be covered otherwise, so you need to get coverage for that. Custom murals, paint, decals, or other graphics. These days, a lot of people are going for wraps. You know, they want to get their vehicle wrapped. This would fall into that. You know, it's considered, I guess it would be considered a decal, really, because the wrap is just a, you know, a huge sticker on the outside of your car. I mean, essentially, that's what a wrap is it's a huge sticker on the outside of your car that changes the color. May have graphics on it, may not. You may have a shaggin' wagon, you know, with a, you know, my uncle used to have a shaggin' wagon, and he had a, I think he had, what was it, a Viking and a Valkyrie on it, on the side of it. It was just amazing, this airbrushing that he had done. But this was back in the late 70s, early 1980s that he had this, and it was a shaggin' wagon. He opened it up, and it had you know, the blue fur. It was a blue van. It had blue fur on the walls. It had shag carpeting. There was a bed in the back. It had you know, wood paneling on the you know, everywhere. Had mood lighting in it. I mean, it was decked out to be a shaggin' wagon, essentially. So, you know, something like that. Any of those changes that he made. I mean, the airbrushing on the side, you know, the interior, you know, all that stuff would be considered customizations or modifications, which would need to be covered on your auto policy separately. The next one here, modified or custom engines and fuel systems, light bars, I mentioned that previously, light bars, racing slicks and or oversized rims and tires, roll bars and lift kits, winches, utility boxes and toolboxes, you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you get a leveling system on there, you know, you get the airbag leveling system instead of leaf springs and coilovers. You know, that would have to be covered. If you got a special, like, what is it, Armatrix exhaust system, you know, that's non-stock, so that would have to be covered. If you added a turbo to it, that would have to be covered, you know, different headers. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out here. I'm not a car guy, so, you know, any modified parts of the engine to make it go faster or become more fuel efficient, obviously that needs to be covered. You know, you get the huge rims on it. You know, obviously those are not stock. Those would have to be covered. You've got specialized tires, roll bars. If you added a roll bar, that would have to be covered. Winches, again, I covered that before. Winches, snow plows, snow plow attachments, you know, all that stuff would have to be covered separately. If you got a utility box, you know, a lot of people, they go to Tractor Supply or they go to Harbor Freight and they get those toolboxes or utility boxes that set into the bed. That would have to be covered because that is a modification, even though the toolbox or utility box can come out essentially, you know, can be unscrewed and come out. It's still a part, you know, of the vehicle. So of course that would have to be covered. Interior work, such as special carpeting and seat covers. And I covered that with my uncle's van, you know, the shag carpeting and then the blue fuzzy material on the walls, on the interior. If you opted for getting racing seats in it, you know, those are not stock, so those would have to be covered. If you decided to get leather seats, if you decided to go with some sort of microfiber or, you know, some sort of pinstriped seat covers, you know, those would have to be covered separately. You know, go with a different dash, or you know, you put in a moonroof, you know, that would have to be covered. You know, anything that wasn't stock on your vehicle is going to have to be covered. And this one, people don't think about this either. Handicap accessibility modifications, such as wheelchair ramps, wheelchair lifts, modified steering, accelerate, brake controls, and others. Again, those aren't stock. Those won't roll off the factory with that stuff in there. Those are, you know, special modifications that are made to a vehicle, such as a minivan, you know, or an SUV, or even say you've got a client that needs a wheelchair, but they can kind of walk, you know, but they can't walk far, so they do need a wheelchair, and so you get a wheelchair lift. In the trunk of your car, where you open your trunk and then you bring out the boom and it'll lift the wheelchair out of your trunk and set it down for you. Or like if you've got a scooter that you can take apart that goes in your trunk, you know, they have those lifts that install in the back of your trunk that help lift it out and set it down on the ground. People don't think of that. That is a modification to the vehicle. And in case of a loss, unless you're like I said, unless your insurance company adds in, you know, a certain amount for modifications or customizations, you're out of luck if something were to happen. And you know, those winches and wheelchair lifts and stuff like that can be rather expensive, especially with the and also with the modified steering, accelerator, brake controls. You know, those tend to be expensive too. Now, coverage is not, like I mentioned before, coverage is not automatic for non-factory dealership installed equipment. You need to let your insurance company know about the installed equipment as soon as it is installed on the vehicle. An insurance company will often require a detailed list of the modifications along with the actual cash value of each part. Some require photos of the modifications on the vehicle to verify that they are truly installed. Now, again, they're going to pay ACV on the part, okay? They aren't going to pay for labor because the part was already on the vehicle. So if you got, let's say you got one of those wheelchair lifts or winches, one of those wheelchair, and let's say it costs, I don't know what they cost, but let's say, for example, they cost $1,500 installed, okay? And let's say that 300 of that is for labor, you know, because they've got to go in there and they've got to, you know, bolt it down and do some other things to the trunk area to make sure that everything works and everything fits in there. So let's say out of that $1,500, 300 of it is labor, okay? When it comes to the loss, and you've got it listed on your policy, you're going to get $1,200 for that wheelchair lift. Not the full $1,500 you paid, because, again, $300 of that is labor. The insurance company is going to pay for labor. They're going to pay for the part itself. So if the part itself costs $1,200, that's what they're going to factor in, and that's what they're going to pay for. They're not going to pay for the labor that it costs to put that in your vehicle. So just keep that in mind. And again, some require photos of the modifications because, unfortunately, there are unscrupulous people out there that will list out, you know, I've had this modification, that modification, this modification, and they don't, you know. And then in case of a total loss, you know, say where the vehicle's burned up or, you know, gets smashed to oblivion, you know, there's no way to tell if those things were really on the vehicle. So some insurance companies may require photo evidence showing the modifications or customizations on the vehicle. Now, again, some insurance carriers have a limit for this equipment. One of my carriers offers, and that's the carrier that I'm with, offers up to an additional $5,000 for customization or modifications. I've got another company that'll offer up to $100,000 in customizations and modifications to your vehicle. So definitely check with your insurance company to see how they would cover vehicle modifications. Again, some have on the low end a limit of $5,000. Others have a limit of up to $100,000. It's not standard in the industry. Every insurance company is different. Like I said, my insurance company will cover up to $1,000 for any customizations or modifications that are done to my vehicle at no charge, and then I can get an additional $5,000 in coverage. I've got my other insurance carrier that does not cover any modifications or customizations at all, that you have to do that from day one, but that particular insurance company will cover up to $100,000, you know, and again, if you're doing $100,000 worth of customizations to your vehicle, you darn well better have documentation to back it up. Photos and, you know, bills of sale, and descriptions of everything that's been done to it. And, you know, I mean, if you've got, you know, I would imagine if you've got a vehicle that's got more than maybe $5,000 in vehicle modifications to it, that your insurance company is definitely going to want photos and documentation showing that those parts are on the vehicle and the cost of those parts. They definitely won't take your word for it. So, again, go to your hometown insurance agent or go to your insurance carrier and ask questions about vehicle modifications. And also do a little research on your vehicle. If you bought your vehicle used, there may be things on your vehicle that were installed by the dealership and not by the factory. And in case of a loss, the insurance company is going to give you what the stock vehicle had and not any additionals that the dealer may have put on. So keep that in mind. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that as well. Email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. We got warmer temperatures coming here next week, and I hope it gets warmer where you're at. Again, Vehicle modifications and customizations, talk to your insurance agent. Make sure that you're covered in case of a loss. And until next time, you guys take care.